Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to the final segment of God Invention Radio with Ken Post, a successful inventor, sharing his journey of success on our show. Just like to take a moment and thank our sponsors of our radio show here on God Invention Radio, Patent Strategies, Inventor's Digest, ChinaToWest.com, Carter, DeLuca, Farrell, and Schmidt, Adley Law Group, QuickPatents.com, and United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org. Thank you for all your support, everyone. Okay, Ken, so where were we?
Well, I just want to tell you this. It's not really a clarification. I think inventors all know this, but I just want to make sure this is clear here.
Sure.
And patents are not only a necessity, they're a must. You have to have protection, right? But here's the thing. You win in the marketplace. And so I think a lot of times people, they focus on the patents, the intellectual, that's great, you need that. But if you get in the marketplace and you establish your brand and you establish your name, then you still can succeed. It's just not all, you know, patents.
Well, what do you think about there's a lot of inventors that are listening going, wow, okay, he raised $125,000 to start, $150,000 to start. I don't have that kind of money. And now you're talking about, you know, really trying to establish yourself in the market. You probably need some leverage there also. What about the independent inventor that doesn't have that kind of money, Ken?
It's like you said in the beginning. You have options. You can license. You can, you know, you can make it a career. You can make it a hobby. You can make it a part-time business. You can do whatever you want with it, but it all depends on your passion, your level of commitment, and your resources. Every inventor is different. That's why I like talking to doing a one-on-one with inventors, is to help them understand that and do what I can to help. But you have to understand your parameters of what you can and can't do. Licensing is a great option. You can make money. It's about making money, and it's about being successful. It's how you define those things. You know, you can say, well, I'm going to make $1 million. Well, you could say that, but you have to look at things realistically, objectively. What is success? That's the big thing. How do you define success? And you can define it, and I think if you define it in a way that's objective, you can be successful.
Okay, well, that's some good advice. So keep taking us on your journey, Ken. So you started to get some orders from the catalogs, and then somebody went to a trade show and they saw your product knocked off there, and you ended up contacting them, and you ended up making a licensing deal. So between working your own product and getting royalties, or did you have to stop at that point because you were getting royalties? How'd that work out for you?
Absolutely not. In fact, that particular product and others after that have tremendously helped us, are instrumental, because they established the market. It's like, you know, you get the Model T, and it was the only car for, you know, X amount of years, and then you have other cars come out, but it makes cars more popular. Mm. The reason, in a weird way, or, you know, my family probably doesn't appreciate me saying this, but because of the knockoffs, it made us where we are. So it legitimizes the tool, it expands the market, and it makes the IP more valuable, and it makes the product market more valuable. They have you have more of a chance to make sales.
Okay, it's an interesting perspective.
If you don't have a market, you have nothing.
Yep. Well, what if somebody ends up making it lower for a lower price, and the retailer takes it? You know, takes the one that they're going to make more of a margin on.
Got to compete in the marketplace. It's the thing. That's what's great about America. Companies succeed, they fail. You have to understand that's part of it.
What about the small inventor that wants to get into the store and can't compete against the big one?
Getting into the store might not be an option. You can still make. I mean, you can sign a licensing deal or understand. You know, it's funny when they say get into stores. That's funny how just saying that. You know as well as I do. Retail is a systematic thing. You have to play by the rules of retail. Inventor. Very few retailers take one trick ponies where it's just one product. Usually it's five or six companies that make 9,000 products. It's all in systems and stuff. So it's difficult for an inventor to get one product into a major chain because that's not how they work. Go on.
That's very interesting. So you've continued to build up sales, and this has been how many years? When did you come out with this product?
14 years ago.
14 years ago. So you continue to make money on this product and also royalties?
We're in, I mean, you know, roughly 30,000, pretty much every store you go into, major chain store.
Okay, and every time it sells, it's your product, or now you're collecting royalties?
Both.
Both. Okay, that's fantastic. So you've made a pretty good living from this product?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the value of it is still in the IP. I mean, I think what we really want to do is get to the point, and that's our next goal is to, you know, with the story and the sales and where it is to, you know, we're looking at trying to sell the intellectual property at its point, you know, with the most value for it.
Well, you only have 5 years left.
No, that's when I started. The patent didn't start. No, it's more like 7 to 9 years, I think, what it is.
Okay.
And plus, we have other. There's, I mean, I can go into a lot of different things. The other thing is, it's a good thing to do is try and knock yourself off, too. I have other patents that are critical to it also, and so you go around yourself. There's a lot of things you can do to make it. But the other thing, too, is, you know, when you have a brand and a name, you can still compete out in the marketplace. And once it's out there, people might like your brand better. It's like, you know what kind of ketchup do you have in your house?
Heinz.
There you go.
Okay, understood. What other, we have about 3 minutes and change left. I know, Ken, you're involved with different projects and helping inventors, and it's great that you're doing that. Give us some, if you don't mind, just from your experience and talking to other inventors and so forth, we have about 3 minutes or so left. Give us some words of wisdom and give us some advice on what we can do. We're at all different points, inventors listening out there, some that just have their idea on a napkin, others are trying to get into retail, and others are trying to find licensees. Give us some advice. What do you think?
Mentor, mm-hmm. If you can. I mean, if you're a plumber or a carpenter, you know, you're going to find somebody that, because you can find information on the internet, how to do this, how to make a pay, all that stuff. But there's two things that make something valuable: practice and theory. You know, so if you can find somebody that can help you. Understand that, and also the other thing, it's about them, it's about the inventor. See, that's what I like doing, is taking an inventor and saying, you know, I have this knowledge, I have this experience, but let's apply it to your situation. And so I do that with Invention Inventor Authority, you do it, and it's, I think that inventors need that. I think they need to be more respected in the process with their time and their effort, and that's because I went through it. I have a soft spot for inventors. So it's finding, not just networking, but if you can find somebody that's been through the process. Patent attorneys are fine, but it's in one aspect. You know, inventions are for the four P's, like I learned in marketing when I was in college: price, product, promotion, and placement or distribution. That you need to really understand all those elements. And so if you can find a source, and there are sources you mentioned through the networking, what you're doing with your radio program, that helps. That does help. And there are ways to get things done. It's just trying to do it and maximize your investment in doing it. And these days, it's a great time to be an inventor because there are so many options out there.
That's great. What other type of advice can you give us? We're just kind of hanging out there. I mean, some are struggling, some are, you know, excited and looking forward to continuing to move forward. What other type of advice can you give us?
Take a step back. Don't, you know, keep your job, keep your career, and understand that this, you know, starts out as a hobby. And to not be so hard on yourself, and to, you know, to understand that, you know, you can have this to be defined as success in a lot of different ways and come out successful. It doesn't have to be, you know, you watch these radio, these TV programs or history on History Channel, you know, it starts out, here's Ed, and he put in his life's, you know, 20 grand or 60 grand, and that's horrible. They're already at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there are ways.
But you did that.
I know, but. And Joy Magnano did it, and other people. But it, you know, that's the thing. I think that's part of the problem. Is that, you can make it. It's just understanding that's what I like talking to inventors. It's about them. It's about what they can and can't do, and making it successful for them.
Right. Just taking the different paths, and exactly. Everybody's got.
Everyone has a different path, and success can be achieved in some form. If you're open to it.
Absolutely. Well, that makes sense. We're just about done with the show. But Ken, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your experiences with the listeners out there. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, Brian. I really appreciate having me on.
Great. That was Ken Post. You can go to his website, invisibleglass.com. Successful product that's been for 15 years already, and others have knocked it off, and he's still collecting royalties. That was great. Thank you very much, Ken Post, and have a great night from Got Invention Radio.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.